We have that going for us. Let's just keep moving ahead, shall we? Time now for the gun file. Why do we do it? Stupid does. Authorities in Delaware said a man wanted in Maryland was arrested at a motel after fellow patrons heard him talking on his phone about being sought by police. Patrons at the Travelers Motel in Del Mar called 911 Tuesday after hearing Richard Vermilia talking loudly on his phone in an adjacent room about being wanted by the authorities. Deputies said Vermilia wanted on two open warrants in Cecil County for failure to appear in a felony theft case and for a violation of probation in a felony case. He's now being held on bond. $20,000 bail. Yeah, that's right. When you're wanted, get really loud. It makes it easier for the authorities to find you. Seriously, the bigger the theft, the louder you should get. That's a great idea. Police in Topeka, Kansas said a shopper who discovered his car had been damaged by a shopping cart drove his vehicle through the doors of the store. You know, and that's just what you should do. Kidding. Police said the man had been in shopping at Dillon's Grocery Monday. He left the store at about 9:30 to find, well, a wind-blown cart had damaged his car. According to the investigators, the man apparently attempted to throw a shopping cart through the store window. He was unsuccessful. So what's the next best thing? Of course, you get in your car and you drive that through the front doors. Caused substantial damage to the building. Oh, people. Come on, seriously. Finally, police officer, Independence, Missouri, thought he was killing an alligator on the loose, actually shot a life-size concrete lawn ornament to death. Police department ended up apologizing to Rick Sheridan. He's the Cement Gators owner. Sheridan heard gunshots as he was working in his garage. He went out to see what was going on, discovered several police officers had their guns drawn. One officer fired two rounds and killed my concrete ornament alligator, Sheridan said. Police department said the man called to report his children had seen an alligator. Department checked the state conservation officials who told them they should kill the animal if they can find it. Sheridan said he found that the alligator has been way more effective than no trespassing signs to keep strangers from wandering onto his property. He said the vandals just ripped the signs down. Apparently fairly lifelike, as the police officer plugged it several times just to be sure. Poor thing. Humpty Dumpty. You have to go put him all back together again. It was dark and stormy night when it happened. 20 minutes after 5, Tuesday, June 17th. Chuck Hall, there's your gump. Ha ha!